Good morning, the time is 9:06, currently overcast skies, temperature of 25 degrees in downtown Wausau. At the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our Bow Falls Radio studios. I'm Chad Holmes, hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Wind chill factor right now of 16, but again, overcast, so we expect maybe a little bit of snow as we get into the overnight hours, into the first part of Saturday. We'll have more on the weather coming up in just a little bit. Again, coming up in just a few minutes, about 13 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Paul Micklick, the longtime Newman Catholic High School athletic director and football coach, to talk about sports, the Green Bay Packers, their big one against the Bears coming up, chance to make the playoffs, perhaps even a chance to set up a meeting with former coach Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys in the first round of the playoffs. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Wisconsin Badgers in terms of another good win against Iowa earlier in the week. Their game set to take on Nebraska. Marquette still in the top 10. We got plenty to talk about with Paul Bickley coming up at 9:20. Also, would like to, again, say good morning to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
What's happening this weekend? Anything?
Well, let's see.
Other than work. I know you still have a little bit of work, but
I think it's going to be a quiet weekend. I'm mostly excited to watch the Packer game on Sunday.
Yeah, it's the same as last year, actually. Same situation. They needed to win at home against a divisional opponent. Last year they lost to the Lions. They better not lose again.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a very interesting game. I really hope the Packers can play it off, especially since the Bears have a less than 1% chance of making it to the playoffs. They can't lose against a team that has that record.
But the Bears have been playing well. They've won four of their last five games. In fact,
they've been getting a little better.
Yeah, the only game they lost in that stretch, they let a 14-point lead get away against Cleveland, and other than that, they would have been right there. So it's kind of like last year where the Lions were playing well coming down the stretch, and Detroit actually parlayed that into a good year here in 2023. So yeah, I don't think it's going to be a pushover game. I think it's going to be a very interesting game. And for those folks here in Central Wisconsin that do have season tickets, I hope it's a nice, smooth drive over and a whole lot of fun with kickoff at 3:25. So what's your pick? You think the Pack is going to win?
Oh, if I had to guess, I hope my dad's not listening to this, but I think the Packers will win, but it'll be by about maybe 3 points, which will be a close game.
So a lot of people biting their nails in the fourth quarter.
Yes, it's really intense. It would have been easier if the Packers had just won the game against the Giants and the Buccaneers. If they had won those two games.
Yep.
Wouldn't have to worry about this game too much.
Smooth sailing, yep.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of 2023, now early 2024, you see a lot of lists, a lot of numbers coming out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And one thing here in Wisconsin that we have lots of are quick trips. I think there's too many, but I'm a little bit, I think, out of the mainstream when it comes to quick trip love, because I think of it as a gas station. Other people think of it as some sort of God's gift to Wisconsin, but we won't go.
A good food, though.
I tend not to buy food from gas stations. That's my theory.
I disagree. I think the quick trip hot food is actually pretty good.
All right. Well, there you go. Quick
nice
trip.
It's nice as an on-to-go dinner, especially when you're going to theater rehearsals.
There you go. But Quick Trip has dropped a 2023 recap on its social media. Year-to-year numbers. And do you know how many Glazer's donuts were purchased on Quick Trip this past year?
Are we talking like the individual or like the package of donuts?
It says number of donuts. So I think these are individual donuts.
Well, I'm going to Well, I got a 50-50 shot going either high or low. So I'm going to say probably 500,000.
38,099,636.
Wow.
Yeah, near more than 38 million donuts sold at Quick Trip last year.
Can't argue with that. I mean, their glazer donuts are really good.
And the thing about it is,
they're not healthy for you, but they are tasty.
But there, even more coffees were sold.
Yeah, that's
46,365,322 coffees sold at Quick Trip.
Well, that's probably more than the Starbucks coffees. Even McDonald's coffee, which McDonald's coffee is really good. I worked at McDonald's for 2 years. I'm not a coffee drinker, but we've got a lot of compliments from people about the coffee, saying it's the best coffee they ever had.
Very good.
And you can actually make your own because they have it on sale at boxes that like Pick and Save, but you can make your own cafe coffee at home.
Really?
Which I don't know if it's the same as a McDonald's. But I guess you could always just buy a McDonald's one, then make your own, just compare it and see how it tastes.
Quick Trip also shared that 26,821,499 chicken tenders were bought. Mm. And also they sold 25,043,229 gallons of milk. So
that's impressive.
That is impressive. 26 new Quick Trip stores were built this year. Quick Trip operates 506 stores in Wisconsin, another 349 elsewhere, and the number of guests this chain served in 2023. Any idea how many different guests were served?
I'm going to guess it's in the billions?
Not quite the billions, but
okay, so
a
maybe
lot.
Like 200 million.
Actually, the number 559,913,741.
Wow.
That's how many people went into Quick Trip in 2023.
They are very popular.
Yes, they are, and I'm certainly a very successful business. I see that they're building another Quick Trip store over on Bridge Street,
right by
Pick and Save, because if you can't afford to go the extra 2 minutes down the road to get to the other Quick Trip. I think there's a Quick Trip 2 minutes away one direction and a Quick Trip the other direction 2 minutes away. So,
yeah,
I mean, sometimes I wonder, it's like, how?
There's one down over here, here, and there's one by Red Mountain also.
Yeah.
My mom was telling me that we should have a Quick Trip over by our neighborhood because we don't have one. The closest one we have is in Red Mountain, but it's actually next to the Culver's, which is across the road from the Cedar Creek Mall. My dad was telling us last night they're putting in a Starbucks, which I don't know why, because we don't really need a Starbucks by us. There's already one that's by the Festival Foods in Schofield, and it's not a great location over there anyway, because they're a drive-through kind of conflicts with the Polito's Pizza parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't drink, well, actually I've never had a Starbucks in my life, but I really don't think it's necessary to have all that traffic from Starbucks come over by our neighborhood, because it'll just be very busy. I mean, the Culver's over there is busy enough as it is, especially on Fridays, because you used to go over there and you see the drive-through winding around multiple times. And, well, I guess the more traffic, the better a business is, but it shouldn't be a Starbucks. It should be like a place that we don't have very often, like maybe a KFC or a Taco Bell, or at least...
Well, we got enough Taco Bells. We need, I think...
KFC is
an
A&W
would be a good one, and Chips Hamburgers would be a good one. Those are the two that I would like to see in Wausau, because we don't have either of those at all right now.
Honestly, I'd take an A&W.
So there you go. Also, you say you don't drink Starbucks. Don't drink at all. Because last night, this story just came across, and
I found... or the flavored drinks?
No,
or both?
I don't know, but I'm turning to alcohol now.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, so police in Marshfield arrested a man in the department's parking lot early yesterday after the man apparently mistook the Marshfield Police Department for his hotel. How drunk do you have to be to mistake the police department for your hotel?
Very drunk.
At 2:26 a.m. Thursday morning, officers saw a Toyota SUV parked crooked and only pulled halfway into a parking stall designated for police vehicles, according to a department report. The stall was in a parking lot on South Chestnut Avenue in Marshfield, right next to the police department. Officers checked the vehicle, found it was still running with the driver slumped over in the driver's seat, according to the report. Officers knocked on the window to wake the man up, and he struggled to open his window. Officers saw several empty beer cans scattered throughout the vehicle, smelled a strong odor of intoxicants coming from the man's breath, according to the report. The man told police he pulled into the parking stall because he believed the police department was his hotel, according to the report. He was unable to perform some of the field sobriety tests because of his level of impairment, and a preliminary breath test showed he had a blood alcohol concentration of 0.265. So more than three times the legal limit. Jeez. Officers arrested the man on suspicion of fourth offense drunken driving. Again, I've talked about this before. What is going on here when we have these people that have fourth and fifth and sixth offenses, and they're just still out there driving, they're still out there in society? Is every drunken driving offense a slap on the wrist these days? I don't know. I just find it that there's got to be a little bit more significance to drunken driving, because as we have seen in recent days and months, that if you're out there drinking and driving, you're going to kill some innocent people. And I am had enough of this kind of stuff, 0.265 multiple times. Something has to be done where he cannot be able to get into a car and turn it on. Again, I know there's ways that you're supposed to be able to say, you know, some sort of lockout or something like that, but something has to be done to keep these folks away from their vehicles when they've been drinking and they have a record of doing it multi times over and over and over again. So, again, it's a little bit of a humorous story, but below the surface, it is not humorous at all, because this guy could have killed somebody last night. That's my thoughts on that, as we will move on. The time is 9:18, 25 degrees, overcast skies in Wausau. We're going to lighten things up coming up as we will talk Wisconsin sports, joined by Paul Micklin coming up next. It is Chad Holmes on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:20, Friday morning. It's a short week, but at the same time, I've talked to a couple of different people, said it doesn't feel like it's been a short week. It's like all the weeks are long right now. I think winter has that feel. I think even without the snow, it's still just, right now, a lot of overcast days. I think that leads to longer, feels longer, doesn't it, at times?
It did. I agree with you. I mean, but on the flip side, it seems like time just flies.
I know. That's the thing. That is the weird aspect. At the same time, you're exactly right, especially when you're as old as I am.
You're a young pup.
Oh, I wish. But good to
that's why we need, that's why we need the Packers to win, though.
That's
to,
what
to,
you always say.
I always say to extend through the winter, it makes it go faster.
Make it go. Yep, you want to go as deep into January and hopefully into February as far as possible. But hey, Packers and the Bears, and actually last, is it weird? 2 weeks ago against Carolina, a team that has just struggled, and even last week they got shut out. They scored 30 against Green Bay, and then the next week they have basically around that game they had nothing offensively, and they Packers almost lost that game. I mean, they one more second on the clock, they get a field goal, goes to overtime, and who knows, you know, and then the season's over. And then last week it all clicked. I mean, you talk about a big performance in a big spot. That was quite a performance last Sunday night, wasn't it?
It was. It was a tremendous. The defense has given up. Five quarterbacks have had their best PFF against the Packers this year. Okay, that's a lot of quarterbacks to have their best days against them. You know what? He play, Joe Barry did what he, it's a George Costanza, Seinfeld. He did the opposite.
He just showed up.
Well, yes,
he showed
correct.
Up on Monday morning. I'm just going to show up to work.
But they, you take a look at their blitzes. Take a look at their blitzes and what they did. And was it partly because he is doing, Matt LaFleur went in there. He still runs that show. I'm going to tell you this right now. He still runs the show. He still has that locker room. I thought he was losing it. I was wrong. He hasn't lost it. That's 100% his. It's 100% his. He went in there and he said, Joe, this is what you're going to do defensively. I'm going to tell you this right now. You got two choices. You're either going to do it this way, or I'm going to have no choice but to have you go. I'm telling you this right now. That's 100% what happened, Chad. And I, you 100%. I know if anybody thinks any differently, they're kidding themselves.
Okay.
They really are, because why are they blitzing at 50% of the time now from when the percentage that they're doing it is outrageous? So you right. know that Joe Barry has not done that for how many years? I mean, I'm talking about before the Packers even.
Right.
Okay, this was his defense. We are not playing with his defense right now. That's number one. Number two is the personnel is different. Stokes and Alexander not being on there is actually a blessing against Minnesota, because the way that those guys were playing, they brought the two young kids in, and they did a great job.
It was certainly a strong move by suspending Alexander in such a big game. Highest paid corner in football, and they, instead of... Because you had options. I mean, you had different options. You could have done it. Or he could have been fined. He could have, you know, anything else. But to suspend him for that game, a big game, and for them to do what they did, it does add a lot of oomph for Matt LaFleur. And I think for the coaches, because they were strong and they got rewarded for it.
Do you think, I mean, because we're not there every day. Okay, that's the bottom line.
Right.
Okay, none of us know. But if as a coach, you know the team and what you need to do, all right? Right? Or you should, hopefully. And I'll tell you this right now. Do you think that they did not know that they were probably going to be better without him last week? They knew that. They knew that. Yeah. And why did Stokes go on? Suddenly he pulled a hamstring. He wasn't on the injury report for the whole week, and he went, there was no hamstring. There was no hamstring. It was just like Torrey, after he missed that punt the other night, the next day he was injured,
right,
and he's off. It's the exact same thing. They knew exactly what they were doing. This is an organization that we're talking about, billion-dollar organization. You don't think that they don't know every step that they're making? I think they do, but
well,
that's just my opinion.
Is Alexander done after this year for Green Bay?
I'm going to go off of what he said yesterday. He said all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a start. I'm not saying that's how it's going to stay,
right?
But he did everything right, and that's all you got to go off of.
Right.
And that's all I can go off of is what he said and how he went about it. It might be better in the long run. We might see a good Alexander. We might see the exact Alexander that we saw. You know, the quarterbacks, they have a 70%, over a 70% when he's guarding a man, a 70% percentage, completion percentage against him this year, 70. He never was above 60 for the last, whatever, 3 or 4 years that he was playing. He was not above 60. They're above 70.
Yeesh.
He's not playing at a high level right now. Anyways, maybe he will be playing back at that level, because he is the real deal.
Jordan Love, player of the week. How about that?
Are you on his bandwagon yet?
Oh, yeah.
You always were.
But the thing about it is, you know, one thing, I am on it, but at the same time, even in a game like last week, there were a couple of misses. He can be better yet. And I'm not saying that he's not, he's been very good, but that's actually a good thing, that he can still be better, I think. But yet, he looks, and the thing as it also jumps out, he, like these other guys, Packers seem to be, knock on wood, for the most part, have guys that are available at the quarterback position.
Yeah,
again, I mean, it's like, it's amazing where these other teams go through three and four quarterbacks, and now Jordan Love, there's never been a hint of him having any issues physically, and again, he's the kind of guy you like to root for. I mean, he's got his story is, I think, an interesting one. He has sat back. He's always said and done the right things. I really like the fact that this guy has stepped up and has done a nice job, and he put his team in position for a big game on Sunday. But Jordan Love, I mean, it's all been leading up to this for him, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, one pass that he missed, I know irate because with Tory. No, it wasn't Tory. It was with Bo.
What about that guy, huh?
Well, hopefully he's sitting on the bench this week. So hopefully we get all the receivers back.
But I think you'll find a way to get him on the field the way he's been performing, though.
If you got Dobbs, Watson, Wicks, Reed, he's your number five. He is a good number five.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would like to have all those other guys. Just think, I think all those guys are on the field this week. And Musgrave and Kraft, how good that offense is going to be. I mean, yeah. Reed is phenomenal. I mean, I could go back to Love. I mean, Love did miss one pass to Bo that I thought could, it was a fourth and one or fourth and two. Great play call, wide open, and he missed it. I know that's what, that's one of them I'm sure you're talking about. But the thing is, the people are going to miss, that comes, some of that stuff comes a little more game experience those situations. But I felt like it was the olden days when Rodgers and Favre were at their peak. And I'm not saying that he's at that level yet, but were you confident they were going to score every time they had
saying.
The ball?
That's what you're saying. Yes, that you felt like that it was going to take something really bad to happen for them not to score.
Yes,
and that's you're exactly right. There was that feeling that they just kept on moving that football and making it look easy. You know, and also having Jones back to back 100-yard rushing games. I mean, it's coming together. And again, the number that kind of jumped out was during the broadcast. They talked about how nobody above a second-year player basically is catching the ball at all, and all the production on the receivers. I mean, pretty impressive stuff to have such a young group that's performing at that level.
It's a bunch of kids.
Exactly. We have to take a quick break. We'll talk about the Bears because this game, it's just like last year. Team that's playing well coming down the stretch, coming into Green Bay, nothing to lose. Last year didn't work for the Pack. Will it work this year? We'll talk about that coming up. 9:29 is the time here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Along with Paul Micklig, I'm Chad Holmes. I've had this thing this week where I'll be okay, and then all of a sudden I get just all stuffed up. It's just back and forth.
It's really going around.
I know. Now, last segment, I'm fine. Now I feel like, I'm all stuffed up again. But it makes me sound deeper.
More thought? Like more?
No, just deep.
Deep. Deep. Well, I feel like you have deep in your thought. You're like everything's more thoughtful.
There you go. Packer and the Bears. Chicago, if they don't blow it against Cleveland a few weeks ago, this really has...
Well, and Detroit. They had a 13-point lead the fourth quarter there, too.
But during this, they've won four of their last five, and the one loss was to Cleveland, and you know, they blew the lead, and they still right in their hands on that Hail Mary. But at the same time, I'm not sure this Bear team is at the level that the Detroit team was at last year. I still think that this Bear team, some of the teams they're playing, they beat Phoenix and Arizona, and the Minnesota game was because the Vikings couldn't score. I'm not sure that this Bear team is as dangerous as Detroit was last year. Is that
fair? I would agree. I would agree with that. I mean, that's a fair assessment, I think. I do think that the problem, because if you look at actually Fields' stats during the time, passing stats, they're not as, I mean, I think he's got like five touchdowns and during this last six games, five touchdowns, like three interceptions. And then rushing, he has 386 yards.
Right.
I mean, that's where it kind of scares me with the Packers on that. That's just my opinion on that. I don't like a mobile quarterback.
Right.
I like him if he's on my team. I don't like him if he's not on my team. And because those are the kind of guys that if he breaks one, he could be gone. You know, I mean, so you're talking about, I mean, he did it a couple times against the Packers, one time last year.
Right.
So I'm a little worried about that they get into a close game. And he makes a play with his legs. I don't think defensively they're as good as Detroit was last year. I agree 100% with you on that. I don't think they're as good. And the Packers offense, this game, I feel, and I think Aaron Rodgers on Monday tried to, or Tuesday, he tried to throw some, he, I don't know if you saw that, but saying like, oh, the Packers owe him.
I will say one thing. You will never see me tuning into the Pat McAfee show when Aaron Rodgers is on.
Well, and I'm not saying I tuned in. I just saw it because it was all over the headlines.
No, you can't help but hear what Aaron Rodgers said this on the Pat McAfee show. Everywhere you look, right?
Well, when he's talking about, again, and I don't give, he was the part of the guy that did own him. But when he says on, when he says the Packers still own the Bears, like, we still own, he said, we still own the that's setting it up. Like, right. I really, deep down, are you telling me that Aaron Rodgers doesn't know that if Love wins on, because it is the same exact situation. Right. If Love doesn't win, or if Love does win on Sunday, it makes him look a little foolish that he couldn't win last year against Detroit. Do you think that he's not thinking that? Because he is. I guarantee you. I'll bet anything that he is.
So he's rooting for the Bears.
He was trying to give them bulletin board material on Tuesday to get mad at the Packers for him so they have something to play for, even though they should always have something to play for. But let's be honest, that is what he's doing.
Right.
He's doing that stuff, and because if Love can go in there and beat the Bears, and I think he's no defense right now, Love is going to get stopped. I really don't believe, like, completely shut down anymore.
Right.
And I don't see that happening. The thing that scares me is Fields' ability to run.
Are they going to do it? The Pack, are they? And the thing about it, they could set up a trip to Big D and Mike McCarthy. Because Dallas is in position to get the number two.
I know if Philadelphia just would have beat Arizona, we would be going to Philadelphia.
Who is struggling big time.
Who is struggling big time.
And they're not stopping anybody either. That's the thing. I think that's
correct.
That when the Packers would put up some points.
I mean, he did last year.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that would have been a better matchup. But you know what? It's one of those situations where if we get to that situation, do you really care who you play?
No.
I mean,
and Dallas has found a way to lose in those games anyways. And even last week against Detroit, they didn't look all that superstardom, you know?
No, I mean, they're
but the Packers are going to do it. You got to get the pass this week.
That's what I'm getting at, is that if we have to worry about that problem, that's going to be a fun conversation to have.
Yeah.
That gives another week to have a conversation about the Green Bay Packers. And that gives them an opportunity to be in the playoffs, to have to win and lose in the playoffs and get that experience.
And being the lowest seed has been a good thing for the Packers.
2010, right?
Exactly. Back when there was six was the lowest, now it's seven. So it'll be interesting. 325 on.
What do you think?
I think they're going to win. I don't think the Bears are, again, as I said, as good as Detroit. I think the Packers are going to be able to put up the points, and I don't think the Bears will be able to put up as many points as the Packers are able to. I think that the Packers against the Chicago D is better than the Bears against the Green Bay D, based on what we saw last week. If Matt LaFleur is taking over the defensive play calling...
I'm not saying he took that.
The philosophy has changed. And no, I do think the Packers are going to win. I think they'll win by double digits, actually.
Double digits?
Yeah, by 10 to 14 points.
Wow. I just have a feeling this is going to be one of those games where if they struggle out from the get-go, it's going to be a close game all the way out. I also don't think it's going to be one of those games like last week where they took it to them. I just don't feel like that's going to happen.
Right.
Just because, you know, their offense coordinator, I don't think is very good, to be honest with you.
Luke Getsy.
Yes.
They don't like him in Chicago either.
Because what you're telling me is if he's ran for 389 yards in these last six games and he's only thrown five touchdowns, three interceptions, those plays, he's making plays off script.
Right.
That's not offense coordinator. That's off script. That's because the guy can do things with his ability. That's the only reason I'm saying that.
Right. So they're going to win, though.
Yeah, I think they're going to win 3-7.
Badgers finished up New Year's Day. Finally, we saw.
I thought it looked awesome.
We saw Mordecai look like. Now he's gone. he finally showed what we thought we were going to get.
That would have been fun, wouldn't it? Been all to see that all year.
I mean, it's like, huh? All right, but no, they it was the one non-playoff bowl game that actually was worth the time.
It was entertaining. LSU had a lot of guys playing. Wisconsin, they said they had a lot of guys gone, but I don't know if they were like the key guy, like right. that were going to make or break what, you know, because that young receiver that came in, a freshman, I can't even say his last name, but he had four or five catches. And they were talking that the bowl season was huge for him because he didn't play all year, but he had those opportunities because those guys transferred. Right. And the kid did great. That's the stuff that's why, to be honest with you, I like the bowl season because especially when you watch a team like Wisconsin, you see some of those younger guys get an opportunity. And I think that helped out. Even the run game was better, but getting Maluska back next year is huge for him. Right. But I thought we finally found their offense, and they hurried up a little bit faster in some of the stuff, and they caught him on one touchdown. It was like bing, bing, bing. So you're right. I think we saw more of the offense than we have seen during the course of the year. So I guess Sully was right that we got to get patience on that offense.
Yeah, they better be ready to start off next year because it's going to be tougher.
Well, so their game, because I thought I was wrong. I thought they played Alabama the first game of the year.
No.
It's actually the third. But then they go like to USC right after that.
Right. Isn't it Alabama by USC?
Yes. Yeah, so. Correct. So, I mean, just think about that. They go to Alabama comes there, and then they go to USC. You're talking about two of the top probably 10 programs in the nation.
Yep. So, but it's also an opportunity because if you somehow win those games, then you're automatically in the mix, especially with the 12-team playoff next year.
Well, you can win those two games. What happens when you lose four other games?
Yeah, then? Yeah. If you win one of those games, you're probably doing pretty darn well. Absolutely doing pretty darn well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Alabama's the real deal.
Right.
I mean, they got a lot of those guys back. They're going to be tough.
Were you rooting for Alabama or Michigan? I had a hard time. I was actually rooting for Alabama.
I don't like either.
I can't stand Michigan. I can't stand Harbaugh. So I was actually rooting for the evil empire, Alabama, to win that game. And also because I had them. And
I was just saying, that's why. The only reason I was cheering for Michigan is so I could win.
I know. I was so annoyed with that. I was so mad when that last drive. Stop them.
You know, you wonder sometimes if things are – that one pass should have been picked. The Alabama, you know, what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, like how crazy how those games that for many years they were blowouts, and basically they're like we can't have
they
this.
They needed it.
I mean, it was like 27.8 rating. It was the highest.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. And that they needed to have a close game. If somebody blew somebody out there, it would have been awful. For college football.
Yeah, not like that championship game last year. They had meetings about that one.
Yes. They. What are we going to do with this? Yeah, what are we going to do with Alabama? What are we going to do with Clemson?
Make sure there's some sort of equalization. Make sure those refs are throwing the flags.
Whatever it takes, we got to make sure it's a little closer. And it's a great, that Rose Bowl, that setting on a New Year's Day is really beautiful.
It is. It really is. Badgers and Marquette basketball. Badgers and Marquette both ranked. Good win for the Badgers against Iowa during the week. MU on the weekend. There's a little bit of a struggle against Creighton, but they were able to win. That conference, every game is a battle.
I was looking at you can say that about both conferences.
Yeah.
I don't see a weak team in the bunch. Honestly, you don't, like a true, I mean, you're talking like 15, 20 years ago, you know, anytime you Wisconsin or Northwestern, maybe it was even 20, 25 years ago. But I don't see any weak links in any of those conferences. Every game, if you get a road game, it's going to be you have to take care of the business at home. You have to be undefeated at home, and then you got to hope to take some of those games on the road. And that's what they have a big one this week. I think that they Seton Hall Marquette does
tomorrow 11 a.m.
That's a game that they're going to have to get on the road.
Yeah, but then they have Butler on Wednesday. Butler's had a really good start, too. I mean, and then Villanova after that. So, again, you're right. I mean, man, every game is just a fight. And I was surprised. And actually, I did not realize that Marquette set a Big East record for home wins in a row. And that conference has been around a long time. And great teams over the years, Georgetown and St. John's in the back in the 80s, and Villanova. And for Marquette, and it used to be where that was not really a great home court advantage. But, boy, the last few years, they've really made that into a fortress at Pfizer Forum.
You're right, because especially how the court is made, not the stands and stuff like that. It's more made for an NBA kind of crowd.
Not an on-campus kind of feel, but they've made it work.
They made it work, and Those fans are doing it, and you got to give Marquette. It helps, you know what also helps? To have good talent.
That certainly does. And also the Badgers, I mean, they're just it feels pretty good right now for Gardner and his team, doesn't it? I mean, it's just, it feels like one of those good, because the Badgers seem to have ebb and flow a little bit. It feels like this team is kind of coming together a little bit, doesn't it?
I listened to that game and didn't watch it, listened to it. And they got to get better defensively yet.
Yeah, that is the one thing. It's really weird to win a game against Iowa 83-72. You don't see that.
No. I mean, that's the only thing. They got to get better defensively. They're giving up too many easy looks, I feel, sometimes. And but we also saw, I mean, I don't know if you saw it in the highlights, Chad, the off the backboard store.
No,
I didn't. On a jam. Yeah, he went up for it and he threw it off the backboard for him to jam over another guy. I mean, it was incredible. I've never seen. I mean, we're talking like that was Michael Finley kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. They have a nice mixture. I still don't know if they have, because they weren't doing it with the 3-pointers. That's the crazy thing about it. They scored 82 points. Most of them were 3-pointers. Mm. And, you know, I'm saying most of the time you see that
right.
It wasn't 3-point shooting. I mean, they were actually not good at 3-pointers that night. So that's a little, that's a good thing that they're scoring in the paint and taking the ball to the hole and stuff like that. Because I think Storr had like 16 points and he was 1 for 6 in 3-point range.
But they're one of only two teams undefeated. It's hard to believe. They're two games in. Illinois and Wisconsin, 2-0. Everybody else is lost in the Big Ten.
Let's keep that up.
Thanks for coming in.
Always enjoy, Chad. You have a great weekend.
Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go.
Back in a moment here on WXCO. You've got a river, rainbows, and sun in your eye. Running through. Could be I'm happy, I'm sad. Could be I'm losing my... And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. It is the 5th day of January, 2024. Day number 5 of the year. That means we have 361 days remaining here in 2024. And a few interesting things have happened on this date in history. Going back 110 years... to this date in 1914, the Ford Motor Company announced an 8-hour workday and a minimum wage of $5 for a day's labor. On this date in 1940, FM radio was demonstrated to the FCC for the first time. On this date in 1970, All My Children premiered on the ABC television network. On January the 5th of 1972, President Richard Nixon ordered the development of a space shuttle program. On this date in 1993, the last legal hanging in the U.S. in Washington State was done. Washington executed Wesley Allen Dodd by hanging. On this date in 1998, actor-turned-politician Sonny Bono was killed when he hit a tree while skiing in South Lake Tahoe, California. He was only 62 years old. On this date in 2004, after 14 years of denials, Pete Rose admitted publicly he had bet on baseball teams on baseball games involving his own team. And on this date in 2020, a Chinese professor published the first SARS-CoV-2 genome map online, allowing health professionals worldwide to identify COVID-19. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Robert Duvall, the actor, is 93 years old today. TV personality Charlie Rose, of course, lost his job due to some sexual harassment claims a number of years back. Charlie Rose is 82 years old today. Diane Keaton, great actor. Back in the early 70s, came to be known through her association with Woody Allen. One of my favorites is her role in Play It Again, Sam. 78 years old today is Diane Keaton. Actor Ted Lang, Isaac the bartender on The Love Boat. It's his birthday. Ted Lang is turning 76 years old today. Clancy Brown of The Shawshank Redemption, turning 65. Vinnie Jones from Deception and X-Men The Last Stand is 59 years old today. Carrie Ann Inaba from The Talk and Dancing with the Stars is 56. Marilyn Manson, the musician, is 55 years old today. Shea Whigham of Boardwalk Empire is 55. Bradley Cooper, actor, writer, director. Some talk that he may be nominated for an Oscar for his latest film. 49 years old today is Bradley Cooper. Actor January Jones from Spitting Out, X-Men First Class. She turns 46 years old today. Actor Kristen Cavallari is 37. And Walker Scobell from The Adam Project is 15 years old today. If you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. It is George Washington Carver Day. It is National Bird Day. Mm-hmm. It is Keto Day, Screenwriters Day, and Whipped Cream Day. So those are reasons to acknowledge and celebrate today. And now time for our number for the day.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you a hint. Okay, the number for the day involves the number of new car dealerships in the U.S. To give you a little hint, I'm going to give you the number of new car dealerships in Canada. Okay. That's a smaller country, so this should give you an idea maybe on what the U.S. would have, because being a much bigger country in terms of population.
Okay,
the number of new car dealerships. Again, these are dealerships within the country that sell new cars. In Canada, they have 3,458. So how many do we have in the United States of America?
Let's see. Canada has over 3,000. Yes, this is bigger. I would say 12,500.
Good guess, but a little bit more. 18,257. So okay. That's our number for the day, 18,257, the number of new car dealerships in the U.S., and it's good to know because I am thinking of looking for a vehicle because I've had mine for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. It is, I think, getting towards the end of the road, no pun intended. It's time to start looking around for a new vehicle. I've never got a new vehicle. I get a used vehicle, so I will never get a new vehicle. It's always going to be a used vehicle, but I'm going to get a new used vehicle sometime in the near future.
Nice.
Well, that's going to wrap things up here for our Friday. Make sure you stick around the rest of the day. You got Matt and Air on Air coming up from 10 till noon. You have the Todd Alba Show from 12 until 2. Matt Flynn Direct from 2 until 4. The Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. And then actually until 5:50 today, because at 5:50 we have high school basketball. Wausau West and DC Everest in a girls-boys doubleheader. 5:50 for the pregame. 6 o'clock for the opening tip for the girls, followed by the boys. Ian, have a great weekend.
And you too.
I will see you tomorrow morning for Sully's College Football Page.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend, everybody. Happy Friday.
And have yourselves a great weekend. Hopefully you can join us again on Monday from 8 until 10 a.m. each weekday, Chad Holmes Show, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.